Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. Every Monday with your emails, your stories, your questions. And I say it every episode. I want to thank you for telling a friend, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. And you gotta keep doing it. It's a high drama podcast, and we're gonna get into it every single Monday. Any questions you got? J Train Podcast, you came to the right place to get your life in order. You thought you were doing well. Well, guess what? You are not. You rode in, and here you are. I'm sitting on the edge of a cliff with an eagle on my arm, looking off into the great expanse. That's right. The eagle caws to help you with your issues. And I got Shelby here on the ones and twos. Every Monday, we take those emails and we find a way to get us through this sludge of life. It's the comeback trail, baby. You got your problems, and we're coming right back. It's gonna happen for all of us. Now let's climb those stairs of life together. And keep sending those emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Shelby, welcome to the show. How are we? What's going on? That was a very impassioned song today.
Very dramatic. It's a dramatic time.
It's a dramatic time. You're absolutely right. And how are you? What's going on in your life?
Starting to eat at restaurants again.
Are you?
Out there. Yeah.
Look at that, Shelby. And you got a good haircut. It looks good. You're ready to go. I am looking very Queens with the tracksuit jacket. I love it. It's all happening for you.
Queens Boulevard.
Listen, that's right. I am Queens Boulevard, as one famous man once said. Now, listen, people, we're on Patreon. Patreon is moving up the charts. I got to get you signed up. 3 extra podcasts a week, $5 a month. Patreon.com/Jared Freed. Patreon.com/Jared Freed. Also, live shows. They're happening. Tacoma, Washington. Bridgeport, Connecticut, Atlantic City, Richmond, Virginia, Uncastle, Connecticut, that's Mohegan Sun, Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago for a week. We're doing a week of shows in Chicago. That's already sold out. Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Boston, New York, and D.C. are all coming with new links that aren't up yet. But Tacoma, Washington, I'm coming to your city. So get those tickies, Tacoma. I'm very excited. We have a new guest on the podcast. Hit that button, Shelby.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. A new guest.
A hilarious comedian has their own podcast called Only Feehans every Friday, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Karen Feehan, thank you for coming on.
I am just overwhelmed with gratitude right now. This is a symphony. This isn't a podcast. This is an orchestra.
That's right.
This is awesome.
We do it all. It's really a podcast isn't just a show. It's a vibe. It's an intuition. It is a full body effect that we're trying to achieve here. Yeah. And we're so excited to have you here, Karen. Everyone should go follow Karen. She's hilarious. awesome comic, at Karen Feehan on Instagram. Go follow immediately. And she's got a podcast, and it's on YouTube, and we're on YouTube land, so all of you have been coached up on this appropriately. So go to her YouTube, at Karen Feehan on YouTube, youtube.com/Karen Feehan, and she has a cartoon called Karen Sucks. What's the cartoon? I didn't know you were in the cartoon game.
I know, I didn't either. And like during the pandemic, I had a joke that I thought would be animated well. It's a joke about me getting DP'd by interracial gay men. And I just thought it would be
DP'd.
Do you not? You're familiar.
Oh, okay. I was like, this is a very... But the story... The story, though, doesn't make sense. So there's a whole thing.
So this was a joke that I wrote that I was like, this will be funny if this kid animates it. So I was like, does anybody... I was like, it would be funny animated. And this kid hit me up and he did it. And it just looked so cool. I liked his style. And we just started working together. We just started like going back and forth with scripts and characters. And my character, like, she gets a curse put on her by a witch. And she's an alcoholic, kind of like I am in real life. And her parents die. My parents are played by Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss. This is all great. Great voices,
But this is like the beauty of the pandemic, as much as weird as that is to say. You know, it is like, you know, from the dust we must renew, we must rise like a phoenix, and you're doing that with this cartoon. It's called Karen Sucks. It's on your YouTube page. So listen, in the world of entertainment, it's waiting for you, people. Go to youtube.com/Karen Feehan. And you have a podcast called Only Feehans. What do you do on your show? Give us the 1 minute commercial for the show.
It's me and my semi-permanent co-host, 24-year-old Jared Schwartz. Mm-hmm. He's fairly new to comedy, and I just kind of shit on him for like 35 minutes once a week.
Perfect. So you can hear a millennial make fun of a Gen Z kid just for 35 minutes a week.
I'm using
so
that.
Yeah, if you work with a Gen Z kid, you could be like, this can be your outlet, right?
Absolutely. Please.
I love it. Yep. So listen, Karen, we're pumped to have you here. We have so many emails. Anything else going on in your life that we can talk about? Are you seeing anybody? Are you ready to give dating advice? Are you okay with that? We've known each other a long time. I'm embarrassed you haven't been on yet. You should have been on earlier.
I'm great so to have excited. You. I've been looking forward to it all week. I've been in, you know, long-term relationships with comedians, with non-comedians. You know, I've had a flurry of affairs in between.
Affairs?
I still know nothing about the male psyche.
Well, I don't even think I know what I'm thinking half the time. So I don't think that's a problem. Affairs? Have you been in affairs before?
Oh, I've been the other woman before. I've been a homewrecker. Sure. Yeah.
How does that happen? How does that come up?
You know, men don't sometimes, you know, how you line up a new job before you quit the old one?
Sure.
That's how a lot of men behave, or at least I've noticed.
I gave it a name called the hookup alley-oop.
Yeah.
You're throwing the ball to your future single self to dunk.
Yes.
That's right. Right at the buzzer.
Exactly.
So listen, everyone go follow Karen. We have so many great emails. We want to get to all of them. We want to get right to the advice. I got Shelby here on the ones and twos, at Karen Feehan on Instagram. Go follow. She's hilarious. Guy checks Apple Watch during sex.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me make sure I have this one.
Oh, no. I don't have it. Those are later down the road when we get
all
to
right,
screenshot.
I'm just going to listen to you.
Just listen to me. Jared, red flag or deal breaker, guy checks his Apple Watch notifications while having sex. So... I have to say, as a person with an Apple Watch, do you have one, Karen?
I had one. I gave it away. I didn't like it. I gave it to my sister.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't need another thing. I got my phone. I'm already addicted to my phone. I didn't need it closer to my face. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. And I'm very addicted to my phone. And I thought this would be a way to not be as addicted. Like, I was like, okay, I'll see what's popping up on my wrist and I'll be less into pulling out the phone. But that has not happened yet.
No, you're so like available. You're so into, you're like, you're probably getting back to people so fast, you know?
And it sits on your head. Like it's just gnawing at you. Like, oh, there's the text is waiting. The text is waiting. And then you go, no, Jared, I can wait 5 minutes. And you go, no, I can't wait 5 minutes. And now you're screwing yourself. So I don't know. I like it for the workout stuff because it gamifies, like, my steps. Like, I've been walking more since I've had it, which is nice. Yeah. But I will say, and let's get to her story because she wrote in. But wait, there's more to the story. I'm 30. He has been telling me for the last 6 years that he's had a crush on me since we were in high school. I'm 2 years older than him, and I don't date younger guys. However, I just got out of a 3-year relationship in August. I'm ready to date again and chose him because he's in finance, which is definitely not my thing. That's funny. She's like, I do need some financial help, so he seems like the right choice. But that's the point. My thing is men with felonies, and that didn't work out. So here we are. Okay, so she's moved on from men with felonies to finance guys. The two F's.
Yeah.
I'm letting this man eat me out, and I saw. Hold on. This email has taken. She went from like sweet young woman to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually into the felony type, and
yeah,
and
he checked his iPhone out. Watch. I'm usually into a guy pulling a chainsaw out from under the sheets. Like, what?
I'm letting this man eat me out, and I saw him tilt his head up and shake his left wrist in a flicking motion. I really didn't think about it. I really didn't think about it until we were having sex, and he went to go put his hand around my neck, and I saw it. This is the most descriptive email that I didn't see it going this way. I thought it was a sweet, he looked, checked his phone, and it goes to, yeah, so he's about to choke me, and I'm like, oh, that's the new iPhone watch, huh?
Yeah.
So, on the spot, I asked him if he checked it during oral, and he said, yeah, that had a notification. I'm not sure if I'm more offended that he checked his watch or that it's actually a Samsung. What are your thoughts? So it's not even an Apple Watch.
I know. Now I'm mistrusting because of the brand, you know, misrepresentation. So it was a Samsung watch?
Oh, I skipped a line. Let me go back to this. I really didn't think about it until we were having sex and he went to go put his hand around my neck. I got so confused by the by the choking fantasy that was going on, and I saw it. I said, "What the fuck? Is that an Apple Watch?" He says, "No, it's a Samsung."
I feel like this is more of a pitch for like a sitcom than like a real email.
I mean, the idea that like she's like, well, I guess we won't be having sex anymore if you're having, you know, like she dries up from the Samsung. Did you say Samsung? Ugh.
Okay.
On the spot, I asked him if he checked during oral and he said, yeah, that it had a notification. I'm not sure if I'm more offended that he checked his watch or that it's actually a Samsung. What are your thoughts? She writes, P.S. Don't sleep on the Delta 8. That must be the name of the Samsung watch.
This is an ad exec who works for that company. this is a free ad.
That's right. Embedded advertisement in the J-Train podcast. They were like, we got to get to the kids.
I want to know what the notification was, because if like your mom or dad is on life alert or whatever, and
sure,
if you're a finance guy and maybe you're in nursing school at night, or I don't know, like if it's something dire, then maybe
sorry to interrupt, because here's the thing about the notification, the Apple Watch, it sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
It's not like he had his phone on silent and he was like going down on you and then he was like, oh, let me just, you know, check my mail. Like that is a very, because you do get that little click on your wrist to let you know certain things and it surprised you. And that first reaction is go, what's the click?
That's and Pavlovian, right? So that's like a conditioned response. And that
totally.
I'll forgive that too.
Exactly. So this is not about you. Like, I think we all want to take these personally.
Yeah.
But like I work out with the watch and I have a ring set for 30 minutes of workout a day. When I get to 30 minutes, I feel it. And now during the workout, I go, oh, I know where I am because I know to put my phone on silent. I know, like, I put my phone on do not disturb. And the only click that could come through is the 30 minute ring. But in the beginning, I was like, what the fuck is this? I would check it because I wasn't prepared as well. I think you're right. I think the Pavlovian response is like, so if this happened with you, you wouldn't, would you see them again?
I would, absolutely. Yeah. Especially if they got right back in the game. Like, it's right? one thing if, like, you got a notification and you got off, you went away.
Sorry, like, oh. It's Gladys from the office. Yeah, I gotta go take this. Hello? But, yeah, I'm in the middle of eating right now. Just having a little snack. And then he winks at you.
Yeah, it's like palate cleanser. Huh? But yeah, I wouldn't, at that point, if he got back in the game, it wouldn't bother me. Yeah.
The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Hello Tushy with a reminder, Father's Day is Sunday, June 20th. Whether you call him Pops, Daddy, or Steve, whatever you call him, your dad wiped your ass for years. Return the favor with the perfect gift for Father's Day from Hello Tushy. Listen, your dad's been there for you. He's there to pick up the phone. He's there when you're in need. Now it's time for you to be there for him and his butthole. It's time. It's time to wipe his ass metaphorically and literally. And I'm telling you right now, this is a gift that dad is going to kind of flip out about. This is the type of gift dads will love because one, it's a luxury. Two, it saves them money. You're going to be using less TP, less toilet paper than you've ever used in your life. And those are the things that kind of get dads. Those are the things that your dad goes, wait a minute, I'm going to be paying less for toilet paper and I get a butt massage with every poop. He's going to love it. Just the explanation alone. And then, you know, you guys can put it on together. It'll be like playing catch growing up. You know your dad loves the solitude of the bathroom, so bring him into the future of toileting. That's another thing. As a red-blooded American man myself, I'm spending a lot of time on that toilet. They like to read. They like to play games. They like to scroll TikTok, even though you think your dad doesn't know how to go on the app. He's doing it. The Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. It cuts toilet paper use by 80%. So these are the facts that you got to like hit dad with after you give him the gift. Pays for itself. So a gift that pays for itself in a few months. It will help him save money so he doesn't flush his retirement down the toilet. I love that. Hello, the Hello Tushy 3.0 doesn't just cleanse your butt with a precise stream of fresh water. It cleans itself with the Smart Spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle. Easy to install. Even your parents can put this shit together. It attaches to your existing toilet. Requires no electricity or additional plumbing. That's huge. Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. So if they don't like it, they'll send it back, but I think they're going to love it. And if dad's already got a tush on the pot, you can upgrade them to a new 3.0 model or just put it in another seat on the house. Join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now and have a clean butt with every flush. Your dad's dealt with your shit for years. Now give him the gift of a clean butt from Hello Tushy. Go to HelloTushy.com/JTrain to get 10% off. This is a special offer just for you. Go to HelloTushy.com/JTrain for 10% off. That's HelloTushy.com/JTrain. The J Train is brought to you by Feels CBD. CBD isn't about what you feel, it's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain. I have had stress this year, has been a roller coaster ride of emotions. Also sleeplessness. Also just not feeling just my general best. And Feels CBD has been a godsend. It is great. Every morning I take a little squirt, put it under the tongue, and it takes the edge off. It really helps me. And I wasn't a believer at first. And then the beauty of Feels is that they offer a customer service team dedicated to make sure you get the best use of your CBD. That's a huge deal to me. They have a hotline, help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose. That's a beautiful thing because this is new. This is a new thing. You are putting this in your body. So why don't you talk to them and see what's the best way for you to go about it. It's premium CBD that will help you keep your head clear, feel your best, and it's hassle-free delivered directly to your door. CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. There's no hangover or addiction. Place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important and everyone's dose is different. So that's why they have the hotline. Joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel anytime. Start feeling better with Feels. And special for my listeners, if you become a member today by going to feels.com/JTrain, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/JTrain to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your order with free shipping. One more time, feels.com/JTrain and feel better.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, here with Karen Feehan, @KarenFeehan. Go follow. YouTube.com/KarenFeehan, OnlyFeehans. Go. Podcast every Friday. Beginning dating tips. JTrain, Feather, thank you for being my inside to why guys are the way they are and understanding they're probably within 10% away from your ever so helpful perspective. I'll get to it. I would love your perspective on tips for beginning to date someone. It seems easy for me to get in my head about all the options guys have when meeting someone off the apps. Of course, I have options too, but if I meet someone and they seem cool, it's hard for me to play the field. For example, I just started seeing someone who lives an hour and a half away. We matched on Bumble when I was a little closer. We hung out the last 2 weekends, first getting drinks, then double date with his roommate, and I stayed over, but we didn't have sex, which went really well. He's busy next weekend for Memorial Day, so it'll be 2 weeks till we can get together. I know it's just the very beginning. Any tips on mentally keeping it cool? Karen, what do you think?
You got to just do other things that make you very happy, whatever that may be. Like, it sounds so corny, but like date yourself, treat yourself, keep like working out, keep doing stuff that makes you more appealing. You don't know. You might walk down the street and see a hotter guy tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you're more likely to be in that mindset if you're at your best.
Totally.
So stay busy with stuff that like makes you happy or hotter. And yeah, just be chill. Also, like, it's okay to like somebody too, you know?
I think everything you're saying is really great. First of all, let me continue what you just said. It's okay to like someone. It's okay to get excited. It's okay to be a little delusional. It's okay to like dream about it. It's like these are all like fine and that's the enjoyable part of life, and life can fucking suck a lot of the time. So why not fucking dig into, I like this guy. He's cool. I hope we can see each other again. The other thing, you know, knowing you and knowing that you said you're an alcoholic, that's like advice. You know, if you treat this guy kind of like a substance, where you go, yo, go live your best life. Go do stuff. Go do things that get you away from the substance. That feels like a very like big tip that would come for that. And I think it's applicable here.
Yeah, sure. Because like you said, it is kind of easy. And I mean, I'm super guilty of it. The second I have a crush, I'm like, what's our wedding song? You know,
so sure.
Try to stay focused.
But that's normal, to like have the dream and then come back to reality, to like play that like back and forth. Here's what I will also say to this person. This is something someone asked me for advice, and sometimes I'll just like be writing someone back and I'll kind of come across like a thought that I think is repeatable. Mm-hmm. And the repeatable thought is, just because you're not looking to date this person, you're looking to date a feeling. And what I mean by that is, a lot of people, because this person was saying they went on a great first date and they were like, they're freaking out, he hasn't made the second date. And I'm like, not everyone, just because someone's a great first date doesn't mean they're going to be the great second date. Right. You want the feeling from the first date to be the feeling after the second date. If they won't make the date, you can't count on first date guy to always be second date guy. So.
Right.
Like with this person, they're like, we've had 2 great weekends. That's great. That might be all they can be. But you have to remember, and you're an hour and a half away, which is, that's a problem that we're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
All you want, let's simplify it. Let's dream. Let's have fun. You like them. This is great. Let's do things outside of hang with your friends, go get a pedicure, go get a manicure, take care of yourself, go to the gym, whatever. But remember, all you want is a third date. All you want to do is get to know them a third time. That is plain and simple. And just because they were good on the second time doesn't mean they can do a third time.
Yeah.
I think, and you just want that good feeling. And if you simplify it to that, instead of like, well, it's not about him liking you. You don't even know their situation. You don't even know if there's another woman out there. You talked about options. We don't know where this person's at.
Right.
All you know is I want to feel as good after a third hangout as I felt after the second hangout. And don't go below that. Don't do the he's so busy, so I'll wait. There's only so long you can wait for that third hangout.
Yeah, because you're 50% of the hangout, you know?
Yes.
So you're the fun, too. So
absolutely.
As long as you keep your fun up, you're going to have fun. Don't get in your head. Don't ruin it for yourself before you've even done it.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Karen Feehan. At Karen Feehan. Go follow. Hilarious comic. You're going to love her. This is a good one. Meeting people in the wild is back. Hopefully. Hey, Jared. This one is a quickie. I've noticed some hotties. 10-10 question mark. So we have a rating system here on the podcast.
Okay.
Guys or girls can use it. Anyone can use it. Face, body, personality. So okay. They're saying, I've noticed some hotties. 10 yeah. face, 10 body, question mark personality, because they haven't met them.
Okay.
At my apartment's pool. Okay, great. So they got it's Melrose Place.
Fuck yeah.
Da-na-na-na, na-na-na.
I love it.
Ting, ting. Oh, that's
I'm moving
not
to a building with a pool on June 1st.
In New York?
Battery Park City.
Look at you.
Yeah, so this I'm excited about this pool hookup culture. I want to know.
Look at the crowd here. Feather Nation Studios is alive. Look at that. As we move through the summer months and hopefully start to flirt with people face-to-face again, what's the best approach to starting a conversation with people that I'd like to get to know better? Also, keep in mind, TBD, if they are single. So she's seeing hotties at the pool. She wants to know... are we fucking like monkeys? Is that what you're saying? So she's seeing the hotties at the pool. She's like, what are we going to do about it? And how do I, you know, we're back in face-to-face mode where, you know, the pandemic restrictions are lifting. What is your best, you know, thing to do with these things? What's your best piece of advice?
I would really, you know, I think it's time for women to be at their most confident. I think that I really kind of have some empathy for men for a few reasons. I mean, we're coming off Me Too. Now we're coming off a year plus long shut-in. Mm. It's like I feel for people in general, like being not perfect and social and charming right out the gate.
We haven't had reps, and we haven't had reps in workouts. We haven't had reps in conversations. It's just a lack of reps.
Yeah, totally. So get those reps in. I think be confident. Smile, you know, we haven't seen our faces in such a long time that it's like, make eye contact, be warm, be receptive. I'm like talking to myself too, because like I'm single and I want to meet a guy. And I think that there is sometimes with women, we get this sense, especially if we're at a pool, if we're in a bikini of like, oh, I know, I think I look good, but like, I don't know. And like, da da da. And it's like, if you're picking up vibes, I say, go for it. You know,
So Karen, you're speaking to my soul because you said something very important. We're all going through this. So let's remember this. This is advice that's easier to give than it is to take. But let's create some strategies that get us over the human in us. We're all humans. We're all not that great. We're all bad at this. So if I'm talking to this person directly, you got a pool. So you got the pool is your pimp. You have a pimp. The pool brings in the hotties. You're looking to meet the hotties. Well, you've brought the horse to water. Now we got to make them eat you out. So here's what we're going to do. What I would say to this person, invite friends to the pool. Let's have pool days. Let's be a pool regular. So invite your friends. You got that pool. Friends are going to want to go to a pool. I can promise you that. I want to go to your pool. Okay. So I don't even know this person. I want to go. So, hey. Come to the pool, price of admission, bring booze. If you want to come, and they go, what can I bring? Booze.
Yeah.
Booze. I'll bring the crackers. I'll have the snacks out, whatever. I'll get a bunch of bags of chips. I'll go to Walmart, whatever it is.
Stay hydrated. Great.
Now, I want you to go to Walmart and get fun cocktail glasses. Fun, bright cocktail glasses. And I want you also to get matching sunglasses, matching hats, something matching. You need to make this group a crew, and you need to flamingo a little bit to get people to come towards you. You want to create an oasis of sorts that people will float towards. Okay. Now, here's the third part. Matching something, bright and matching. Booze, bring the booze, bright and matching. Snacks. Here's the last part. You're going to create a phone bucket.
If
you're at the pool, phones go in the bucket. Because, listen, as we talked about with the Pavlovian dog, men are going down on women and looking at their phones. Okay? So we're not stronger than this.
He's like, so babe, it's Bitcoin. She's like, get back to my Clitcoin, bitch.
Exactly. We're going to create a... Hello? Hello? Yeah, sorry. I'm in the middle of lunch. So you have the phone bucket. Everyone puts it in. You guys can do one check every 2 hours.
Fair.
Make a timer. Set it. And here's what's going to happen. You and your friends are now this bright pink island of fun. These people are going to come towards you. That's right. You'll be looking at the clock. Someone who's really addicted to their phone is like, oh my God, I got to get to Instagram. No, you're going to be released from it. And here's what's going to happen. Guys are going to come to you. You're now a beacon. And you're more likely, you got to fill the time that Instagram isn't filling anymore. So you're going to probably talk to guys. But fun with friends, fun attracts fun. I think that's the move. Instead of going up to someone like, hey, I think you're cute and you're at the pool. Do you live in the building? No, fuck that.
I like this idea. I like the idea of, yeah, you are like the Studio 54. You're going to be turning people away. Like,
absolutely.
Great.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Karen Feehan. Go, go, go. At Karen Feehan. This one's called Time to Back Off. Time to Back Off. Okay, I like this one. Jared, I've been hooked on the podcast since one of my girlfriends turned me onto it, and I can't thank you enough for your wisdom. I also want to commend you on still keeping up with your craft while going through the bullshit of your own. That's dedication, it shows. Wasn't sure to send this to you up or not, and literally just wanted to see if you'd graciously respond and not read on the podcast. Oh, so, what are we doing here? Okay, if you
is this just your form of getting oral?
I got to go down on you now for free. So listen, if you want personal advice, I'll take this chance to plug patreon.com/JaredFreed. There's a tier where you can send questions like this.
Get off our show!
They don't want it read on the show, so I'm not going to read it, but I will respond to them individually. And I will say this. If you want personalized advice, patreon.com/JaredFreed, $15 a month. What people usually do is they sign up for the $15 tier, and then after I give advice, they turn it back down to $5, and now they get all the podcasts. So it's a part of the whole thing. So let's do too direct, intimidated, or disinterested. Dear J Train and esteemed guest, after listening to the advice you've shared on You Up podcast and your hysterical life screaming The Bachelor, I found myself tuning into your J Train podcast to learn more from a guy's perspective. I've been listening to your show for the past few months, and it's been really enjoyable and has given me some welcome laughs during this wild time. Thank you. I'm writing because I really appreciate how you encourage women to make an effort to lay out the groundwork for men to respond/take action or not, i.e., hey, here's my number if you want to get drinks, dinner sometimes. So this is advice I've given where it's like, hey, you want to let's put people in the position of do or don't is really at least you get closure and you're not sitting there going, well, what happened? Okay. The thing is, I have a little problem doing the above. I tend to be very direct and straightforward when it comes to dating. I engage in some small talk, but truly enjoy intellectual conversation. Recently, I've seen a lot of guys on dating apps share that they are looking for that characteristic as well. They write that they want to find a woman who is independent, knows what she wants, and doesn't text for weeks on the app without meeting up. For all intents and purposes, that's me. I feel really lucky in that I don't want to have kids, so I have less of this ticking biological clock in the background that pressures some women. However, I would like to still find a partner. When I ask my friends for things to change or if I should lighten my approach, they say that they really respect my straightforward vibes and to keep pursuing that route. I'm 31, physically attractive, a marathon runner, doctor, and generally decent human being. I've had a few long-term relationships, but have been single for almost the past 3 years. Friends claim that guys are intimidated by my quote-unquote success, and I just need to wait for a guy who's quote-unquote secure enough. Frankly, I think we're all a bit insecure, and friends will say supportive things. I should note that after texting messaging for a bit, I usually let a guy know that I value intellectual conversations and generally say something to the effect of, you know where to find me if you ever want to meet up. They often provide me with feedback saying it's refreshing and definitely would like that, but their actions of silence say otherwise. So what do you think of her issue with being direct? I mean, I don't know what her issue is, but what do you think of her email?
I mean, I like her. I just, I'm like, do you want a boyfriend or like, are you starting a think tank kind of thing?
Yeah, it's not so fun.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's no levity really in this email. There's, I don't know if her idea of a relationship is fun because she's been out of the game for 3 years, and I find her extremely impressive. She's beautiful. I would like, you know, I think I'm rooting for her, but I think that we're missing an element of fun.
Yeah, here's what I would say to her as well. I agree with you. Like, her email, like, I think a lot of people relate to her issues. Like, this idea of, like, I'm being direct. They say this is what they want. I seem like that's what they want. I think the one thing that she wrote, the intimidated thing, I don't generally... That's something you hear more than I hear from guys. Like, I know that's something maybe guys wouldn't talk about, where they'd be like, I'm so intimidated by their success. But like, I think that's an old school way of thinking. Like, I generally like, I think like a lot of, you know, again, her friends saying like, when you meet someone who's secure enough. Yeah. I think like blaming. Yeah. You're going to meet someone who's great, who's not going to care about that. And then it doesn't matter anymore.
I agree. For every like five guys who are like, whoa, doctor, too smart. I don't want to. There's five who are like, fuck, I want to fuck a doctor. Like,
absolutely.
So it's there. He's out there.
I think that's like kind of like head trash type stuff that we like let get in our way, or let people, and people say to each other. What I would say to her, and I think her biggest issue is she does a lot of, and she's doing it in her message. She's doing a lot of saying who she is before being who she is. Like, telling someone you like intellectual conversations, or someone saying that, like, that, okay, I can say I like to read the dictionary. That doesn't mean I actually fucking do it. You know, like, you know, you'd
it's
live with me.
And a little condescending in a way to assume that your conversations aren't going to be intellectual unless you deem them as such.
Yeah, because then it becomes this, like, are we like, what if I want to talk about farts? Like, what if, right. What if that comes up? Like, now should I not with this person? So that can become, I guess, if I'll use her word, intimidating, because you're like, okay, I don't like intellectual conversations. To me is the same as saying, do a lot of pushups. Like, what's a lot? What's intellectual? What's not, you know? So like, I can have a very intellectual conversation about something that is deemed not very intellectual. Like, I can dig into The Bachelor in a way that people would be like, are you talking about, you know, dating and relationships via The Bachelor? I'm like, yeah, this is the entree in. So I think like when she's, and then she says, I tend to be very direct, and recently seen a lot of guys dating apps share that they are looking for that characteristics as well. I would say these guys that are saying they're looking for it are as untrustworthy as you. Like, I don't really, you know, I don't hear, like, someone says, I'm looking for someone who doesn't want to like hang on the app. Yeah, well, I'm looking for someone I'm into and attracted to who doesn't want to stay on the app. Not anyone who doesn't want to stay on the app. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, just because you say you're in doesn't mean it's like, let's go.
Yeah, that's the thing. So when these people say these things that are like high level, like, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, it's like the same with creepy versus not creepy. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of situations, oh, that guy is creepy. But if you thought he was hot, it wouldn't be creepy. Exactly. You know, so it's like, oh, that I want to go on dates and I want to get off the app. Yeah. Oh, but if you thought you were hot, yeah, that's when I want to do it. Not when you're not into it. And listen, that's not to say she's not hot, or I'm just saying everyone has different tastes. So you're never going to get, I think she needs to have more fun in these conversations, just like you're saying, Karen. If she had more fun in these conversations, then it would be more about taste and not just taking anyone that will go out.
And open your mind a little. Like, you're sort of decided what an intellectual conversation is. Like, you could probably learn something from somebody who has a different background than you. You might not be the same type of intellect that you're used to, but like, you know, open up.
I mean, she signed off by saying, is there truth to men being intimidated by successful women? I think there's, I think there's truth in that, of course, but I think there's more truth in people on dating apps are scared away by people who take themselves very seriously.
Yeah.
Because this is supposed to be light. This is supposed, it's called Tinder for a reason. It's not called Flame. It's called Tinder. We have to remember that.
The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Stitch Fix. Are you getting a bit nervous about seeing people again for the first time in over a year? Want to make sure you put your best foot forward? Get Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. You know what I love about Stitch Fix is that it gets you out of your natural buying mood. Like, you know, you go to the store, you kind of pick up the same things. You never really get a little adventurous, try something new. Stitch Fix is going to send you, and also, you know, you're going to go through the test. Every piece is chosen for your fit and your life, and it's an easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best. They are set up for at-home try-on before you buy. Keep your favorites, send back the rest. So they send you a bunch of stuff based on a bunch of your style preferences, but it's stuff that you would have never came across. And you try it on in the comfort of your own home, also with your own mirrors. You're not going to be in those store long, skinny mirrors with, you know, great lighting. No. You're going to see it in the comfort of your own home and bathroom. You're going to see what it's like to put it on before you go out. That's huge. Free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, plus a prepaid return envelope included. Stitch Fix brings shopping right to you. No hassle. There's no subscription required. So try Stitch Fix once or set up an automatic delivery. That's huge. So sometimes automatic ones, try something on, send it back. Okay, no. Now you get a little gift every couple months. You know, that's great. But try it once. You'll pay just a $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards pieces you keep. And there are no hidden fees ever. Stitch Fix has styles and clothing to fit any occasion for women, men, and kids. They ship all over the U.S. and available in the U.K. as well. Just for you, they're giving my listeners 25% off. Get started today at stitchfix.com/jtrain, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/jtrain for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. Get out there and look your best with 25% off at stitchfix.com/jtrain. The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Wake the kids and call the neighbors. This is a public service announcement. It's finally here, the Lawnmower 4.0. Now, you might think Manscaped is just for dudes, but ladies, you're going to need this in your medicine cabinet as you get ready for the summer. This is the best below-the-belt trimming system in the world. The Lawnmower 4.0 has the same advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology you've come to expect from Manscaped. Plus, the 4.0 lets you set the length of your trim, adjust the guard size from 1 all the way up to 4, shape it up. It's even got a spotlight with an on-off switch and a 400K LED light so you can see what you're doing. With the new travel lock, you can take your show on the road, and the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 now features wireless charging. Get the lawnmower and more with the ultra-smooth package featuring the crop shaver, the crop exfoliator, the crop gel. The crop exfoliator reduces buildup and ingrown hairs. Use it after you shave. The crop gel features 4 essential oils. It's like a spa treatment every time you shave. And introducing this crop shaver. This isn't your average razor. It's smaller and thicker with a micro comb bar and 3 precision blades so you can get a precise shave. Get the ultra smooth package and the new Lawnmower 4.0 today, and you'll kiss all your other shaving products goodbye. I have it. I love it. I am a user. I was never really, you know, I kept up, but I wasn't keeping up like I am now. And this has been, I use all this stuff. Love it all. Like, it is, it's actually fun to, like, you know, it's kind of like turning your bathroom into a spa. And treating your downstairs in a spa-like way. Get 20% off and free worldwide shipping by going to manscaped.com and use promo code JTRAIN. That's 20% off and free worldwide shipping by going to manscaped.com, code JTRAIN. Manscaped, use the right tools for the job.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Karen Feehan. Let's do an actual screenshot email. This one's very interesting. It's a little bit longer, but I think it's very interesting. You ready?
Yes.
It's called, "Should I Keep My Divorce a Secret?" Okay. But she has numbered her screenshots, so just keep that in mind when we get to the screenshots, okay? I recently started the divorce process for my husband of greater 5 years, together for The crowd here at Feather Studios is touched. We got together when I was 18. So they've been together 9 years, 9+ years. We got together when I was 18 and haven't dated or been single since I was a teenager, pre-dating apps. I've started to tell my family and friends about the separation, so it feels more real to me. I don't feel like I have, like I quote unquote have to tell anyone, but keeping it all to myself all the time feels like living a double life and becomes impractical. Totally agree. It can't be comfortable. It's just not fun to, it's having to think about something else in every conversation. She should do whatever feels right, but I can understand that.
Throw a divorce party.
That'd be fun. I've told two male friends that I'm leaving my husband, both times related to me thinking about moving out of my apartment. I asked a newer friend / former coworker in my area if he knew anyone looking for a roommate or tenant. Shortly after, he said he was in the neighborhood. I said he could stop by to say hello. It quickly became apparent that this was more than like a date or a booty call than a friendly pass by. Wow. I at least appreciated that he looked me in the eye and was direct about what he was hoping for. Quote unquote, sex, fun, travel with someone he vibes with and scoping out if I could be that person. At the time, though, could he maybe have chill for 5 seconds? Yeah, this is, I mean, that is wild. You're like, hey, I'm getting divorced. I'll be at the house in 5 minutes. Like, what? My husband's side of the bed isn't even cold yet, she writes. Yeah. Anyways, I said I wasn't interested and he was relatively respectful about it. He left me with the parting words, I would turn you upside down, girl. Oh my God. She wrote, LOL, what? And I haven't talked since. On a separate note, I got the impression that he thought I was some sexually repressed housewife about to go absolutely apeshit with my newfound freedom. So let me know if this is some sort of fetish I should prepare myself for. Do you find any truth in that, Karen? Like that would be an assumption? I guess I could understand. I don't know. I don't know if I understand showing up at someone's house. Oh, I'll be over in 5, right?
Yeah. I mean, if people who know her and she has been in this relationship for 9 years, like there may have been some guys like waiting in the wings for a while that see her that way.
Yeah, totally. I think the idea, here's the other thing. Everyone assumes after a relationship, someone's looking for casual because they're not ready yet. Right. So this is like kind of in a way, this is a little bit vultures coming over to the carcass of and that's an icky thing to think about, but it is kind of what he's doing when he says, I'm looking for someone to vibe with and have fun with. And you seem like in a place for fun. He's kind of taking advantage of where you are in life, which is not a great thing.
Right?
Yeah. Seems kind of shitty. The second guy I mentioned my separation to was an old friend from middle school and high school. We've been in touch lightly over the years. I never thought there was anything romantic between us. In fact, I remember I remember asking him to go to homecoming with me as friends, and he shot me down. Too cool for it, LOL. Anyways, see messages attached. So let's see the messages attached. So let me just first, before we get to these messages, when she says she's lightly been in touch with someone from high school, to me, that's someone that's like messaged you on Facebook. And if someone's messaged you on Facebook from high school, you have to assume they're doing it for kind of wrong and undercover reasons, right?
Yeah. I don't stay in touch with anyone. There's one guy who keeps reaching out to me from high school who like wants to fuck. But other than that,
well, exactly. That's the only,
only one. Yeah.
So let's go to number one. Do you remember a time in 2011, specifically October 27th, that we went out to eat together? Oh, okay. Wrote it down in my journal, but no other details. I have no memory of it all. And hopefully I haven't insulted you. My memory is hot garbage.
We went to the blank grocery and got sandwiches and then ate them outside the half-built house my parents were building.
Amazing. I do vaguely remember that, but misremembered it as high school era. So I'm getting a divorce. Please let me.
cool transition.
Yeah. Please let me blow past that. And contemplating temporarily moving back to blank. Since my job is
divorce and blow in the same text. I don't know. Now I think she is asking for it.
She does seem very innocent in these things. Since my job is remote, before I figure out where to go next, I never imagine going back home. So as someone who's been there, is that the dumbest idea you've ever heard or would it be okay?
I prefer blank over any other city in Louisiana. I'm actually looking at moving back to blank myself within the next few months. Sorry to hear about the divorce.
Okay. I'll keep thinking about it then. I'm 100% behind you moving to blank. And thanks. It's a bummer now, but it'll be fine. Hold on. Number four. Okay. So number four is in the beginning.
Okay. Sorry. That's two. Four. Why the blank area? Family? And now that I think of it, we went to a small deli.
Oh, now I remember. Now that I know you're single.
Off blank and blank that day. We would have gotten blank grocery around January or February 11th. Okay, detective. The deli isn't there anymore, and I've forgotten the name of it, but I remember it now.
Okay, she remembers the name, but she blanked it out.
Yes, haha.
I loved that place, and I'm still angry at clothes. And yes, being close to family and things are a bit cheaper are two main factors.
Going to blank is a getaway these days for me, but I promise it'll seem a lot better than you remember. We'll have to catch up one day when we can.
Definitely. If you ever make your way to Nashville, let me know while I'm here at least. I'm sure blank is fine. I think I just got it in my head that I'm going home would mean I failed or resigned, which, first of all, isn't accurate. But also, at least it means you tried something.
Is it bad that I drank a lot last night and almost sent a picture? a dick pic? A picture of my penis? A photo of my cock? I don't know why.
I mean, he's really... feeling this out. Okay, go to number six.
Oh, wait, I skipped. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
No, don't skip.
That was 10. Wait, 10, 9. I'm so sorry I skipped.
It's six.
Sorry. Six. As in, took the picture, attached it, but never sent it.
Haha, it depends on the photo.
Sounds like I did well in not sending it then. Haha. So are you living in blank or blank now, or do you have any dates set for going to other city?
Just living in blank for now, I guess. I have some details to figure out, like if I can temporarily stay at my mom's rental property and if I would screw myself by moving away after filing for divorce in blank. Also have to give 60 days notice to my apartment, which is excessive, but shruggy shit face.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like it's too bad of a situation. Cute emoji, by the way.
I mean, this is the vulture.
Yeah.
Flapping around. He just told you your emoji looked hot. I mean, yo, the cartoon version of you is really sexy. Holy shit.
I can get it.
It's not terrible. Just a bit of a bummer is all. At least I'd be close to my dad so I could make him show me basic maintenance skills. Now we'll go to eight. Thanks. I think the emoji is pretty accurate. Then she sends a picture of herself. I mean, close enough.
Haha, I can see it. And basic maintenance skills. Looking at a new auto mechanic career? FYI, I had to stop myself from drunkenly texting you last night.
Listen, I've spent like 20 minutes trying to respond to this, and I want to kill myself for that, so I don't want to be a jackass, but please be direct or don't send me cryptic messages. I beg you. So she's just like... cut the shit. What are you getting at? Yeah.
This is how so now we go to 10? Yeah.
Now 10.
This is what I had skipped before. Sorry.
Okay.
A dick pic, a picture of my penis, a photo of my cock. I don't know why. I really don't.
I mean, he didn't really beat around the bush. I mean, my God. She writes, dudes are really out here sending random dick pics. Jeez.
See, obviously, I'm not sending them, but we don't have to talk about that anymore. I'm sorry. Oh, backpedal.
Oh, yeah, he's running backwards. Then why even bring it up? What's the reason?
I'm not sure. Suppressed feelings after you mentioned your pending divorce? Ding, ding, ding. I honestly don't know why I thought about those things or even mentioned them to you. You do know why. You just said it.
Yeah, this is a why. It's wild. Like, listen, anyone could look at it, and that's the end of the text exchange. But that anyone could look at this and go, it's gross. Oh, my God. These people are. Let's live in the reality. OK.
Yeah.
OK. This guy's a douche and he's angling at something. He's trying to be the good guy while also saying I also do some bad things.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm not blaming her, but she has to be a little bit more cynical of the men that are coming back into her life and spending time texting with her when she's like, I'm out of a divorce and I haven't seen you since high school, but hey, I was journaling the other day. Where'd we get sandwiches when we were 16? Like,
yeah, she's throwing it out there. I think.
Do you think so? I don't know if she's throwing it. I think she just doesn't know that, like, I think like these aren't your friends is kind of like the thing. Like these
that's
are
what I'm getting. Like, where is she texting her girlfriends though after the divorce? Because if she's just been like, hey, let me see what all my platonic male friends are up to, it's kind of like she might want some attention.
Of course. And also she's saying she's not telling everybody. So maybe she's not telling close friends. So these people are the easiest ones to confide in because they don't really matter to her. But when you confide, it's like confiding in, like, you know, in a hole in the side of the bathroom, and you're like, wait a minute, there's a penis behind that hole? Yeah, this is a this is where dicks get sucked, you know?
It's a pretty safe bet for a place for her to go. Like, who's not going to judge me? Who might even actually be happy that I'm getting a divorce?
Yeah, it's a protection in a way that's a little bit different. But when you think about it, you go, oh, I get it. She writes, looking back, I can see how some of my responses could be read as flirting or entertaining him, though completely unintentional, or that I should have stopped responding earlier. Listen, I get it. I don't think she should blame herself, but like it's one of those things you go after the fact, you go, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm bananas in saying my responses were a far cry from appearing open to receiving dick pics. Yeah, I don't think you're bananas, but I also think you're talking to the vulture. You know, like it's a man who's single, who's making himself available to you. What, from high school? I don't know.
You've been a kept woman for 9 years. You're like the girl in the tower in the fortress, you know, with like who's nobody's been able to touch for X amount of years. And now, sure, you know.
And I don't want to sound like I'm apologizing for him because I think he's being an asshole, but there is an element of like, he's like, why is she getting in touch with me after a divorce? Like, now she's texting more after the divorce.
Yeah.
She writes, too, I have enough on my plate that I'm not willing to do free emotional labor to figure out what some dude is hinting at or why they want or what they want, which leads me to number three. This guy could barely articulate why it crossed his mind while he was drunk or why he was soberly dropping hints to me about sending dick pics. Didn't stop him from dropping those hints, though. As some men just on autopilot? Is this how men interact with women now, even ones they didn't just meet on a dating app? Like, what were you doing? I know your mom. My girlfriend recommended ghosting. I expect that I'm naive about how the world and relationships work between single people in 2021. Fair enough. But it's a bummer to think you're having a benign conversation with a buddy. Well, he's not your buddy. That's my one big feedback. Meanwhile, they're thinking about you choking them out with your own panties. Okay, well, she took some creative liberty there. Can men and women really just be friends? I'm two for two on sharing about my pending divorce with men. Is this lesson to keep it a secret from my male, quote-unquote, friends until I'm ready for a bunch of dicks to fly in my face, or maybe for forever, or at least until I meet someone else? They've so far taken it as an invitation rather than as me, a person sharing a fact about my turning point in the road for me, and maybe that's on me for not realizing where people my age are at life. Anyway, signing off, your podcast has been so insightful in the current world of dating and relationships for a total noob. So, Karen, what do we think here?
I think she has to be clear. Why are you letting these guys know about that your marriage has ended? Like, be really honest with yourself what your intentions are, because if you are just looking for like a friendly conversation, be like, hey, man, this happened. I'm thinking about dating again. Do you know other people I can date?
That's
clear that it's not him you're interested in.
Sure.
But I think you have to be honest with yourself about, are you looking for some attention? And I don't fault you for that, but I don't know.
She has to be. So she says, I recently been single. I told two male friends that I'm leaving my husband. Both. So one, I asked a new. So let me go over who she's considering her male friends.
Yeah.
And this is important to it because they don't sound like friends to me. So it's one thing if you go to your close girlfriends or you go to your close male friends that you've known for, or you go to like, you know, the husband of your close friend. Like, I think to me, you went to, she goes, a newer friend / former coworker. So now newer friend, former coworker. So not even work is in the way of him making a pass at you. So then he shows up at your house. It's crazy, which is crazy.
That is
crazy. And then the other Is the second guy I mentioned, old friend from middle school and high school. It is not middle school and high school anymore. You said you've been with your person for 9 years and that was 18. So you are legitimately a decade away from those relationships. So
still holding the thought of somebody in your brain for that long is something.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not a, and she says like, why would he hint at the dick pic? He's trying to figure out what you're here for.
Yeah.
In his mind. And I'm not, I keep saying I'm not apologizing to these people, but I do kind of, if someone from 10 years ago all of a sudden is messaging me and it is a someone and then tells me I'm going through a divorce and I just thought of you.
Right. It's romantic. You can't help it.
It is romantic.
There's something romantic about it.
And the way he's going about a romantic situation isn't good. I mean, he has missed. But he's letting you know what he wants. And what he wants is to hook up and his way of finding that out is through the worst way possible.
Really
but I would say as sad as this sounds, none of this is surprising.
Yeah.
And if it's not surprising to us, then we have to say like, it's like, you know, a deer saying they got bit by a lion.
Right.
Like, I don't want the deer to get bit by a lion. I don't think it should, you know, I want it to live a long life, but nature is. So I think she has to realize who you, and again, when you get out of at changes in life, you realize who your real friends are. Mm-hmm. These aren't your real friends is really my response to her. And I do think you do have real friends that you should be leading on.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Karen Feehan, thank you for coming on. This is fantastic.
So fun.
This was great.
I learned a lot about myself.
There were highs and lows and all up and down. So everyone go follow Karen at Karen Feehan and go listen to her podcast, Karen Only Feehans every Friday and youtube.com/Karen Feehan. Go get involved. So funny. Shelby, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Monday and Thursday. Send in your dating questions, your lifestyle questions to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your luxury lounge problems, title it Luxury Lounge. And we'll be back next week. Boom.